Nolte, NY Times reports coronavirus deaths overcounted by 30%, on paragraph 17. By John Nolte on July 18, 2023. The far-left New York Times quietly admitted this week that deaths from the coronavirus were overcounted by 30%. Gee, another right-wing conspiracy theory is proven true. The Times' dishonesty is on full display even in the reporting of this breathtaking news. Does this amazing revelation earn its own headline? Nope. Does this amazing revelation sit at the top of the story? Nope. Here's how the propagandists at the Times bury the truth. Headline: a positive COVID milestone. Subheadline: in a sign that the pandemic really is over. The total number of Americans dying each day is no longer historically abnormal. And it is only after reading some 17 paragraphs where you will finally find the buried truth. The official number is probably an exaggeration because it includes some people who had virus when they died, even though it was not the underlying cause of death. Other CDC data suggests that almost one-third of official recent COVID deaths have fallen into this category. A study published in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases came to similar conclusions. One-third. We shut down the country, we closed schools, we bankrupted people. We bankrupted small businesses, we destroyed our economy. We transferred enormous wealth to the top 1%. All based on data that was off by a full third. Here's how the Times responded when Trump suggested the death count was overhyped. Last Friday, Mr. Trump told reporters that he accepted the current death toll, but that the figures could be lower than the official count, which now totals nearly 95,000. Most statisticians and public health experts say he is wrong. The death toll is probably far higher than what is publicly known. Dr. Anthony S. Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, told lawmakers this month that the overall toll was likely an undercount. I don't know exactly what percent higher, but almost certainly it is higher. Here's St. Fauci again. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious diseases expert, has warned that baseless conspiracy theories are swirling around the coronavirus crisis following claims that America's official death toll from COVID-19 has been overstated. Far-left PolitiFact gave the claim COVID deaths were overcounted a pants on fire. Lol, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention doubled down against rumors, spread mostly on social media, suggesting that coronavirus deaths have been greatly exaggerated. We will now add this latest conspiracy theory come true to our ongoing list of blatant media lies. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jesse Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. Frame McGough for alleged Paul Pelosi assault narrative. The COVID lab leak theory is racist. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. Claim COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory. All the government does is lie, 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 and then lie some more. All the corporate media do is lie, 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 and then lie some more. And then, when the facts become too obvious to hide, the truth is buried under 17 paragraphs. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.